from the Morongo Casino Studios, it's Frosty, Heidi, and Frank on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1.
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank show. What would you rather own?
All right.
When it comes to like a piece of history, okay? Because I know you've bid on George Washington's lock of hair.
Yes, I'm a sucker for the Butterfield and Butterfield auctions they have in Hollywood.
A Titanic plate.
The history auctions, you can go there. There's like, there was a snippet, a locket of George's hair.
You have no trouble believing that that's real. Like, you don't have any skepticism at all.
If someone at the bar offers you that, I wouldn't believe that. But
I got George Washington's hair in my car if you want to come see it.
Well, yeah.
But there was a provenance that went with it. All these.
Offer or horrible pickup line?
Trace all the way back to the person who snipped it off of his head when he was dead, and a big handful of hair, and all these, you know, people notarized it through the centuries. And I mean, that went for like 10 or 12 grand, so I was out with my $500 bid.
So you do have a Titanic plate, though. Anything else in history that you own?
I have a piece of coal that was actually on the Titanic.
But the plate's a remake?
It's from the movie. It's from the movie. Oh, it's a movie prop that survived. But I have a piece of coal that was in the belly of the Titanic that the RMS Titanic Salvage Company scooped up from the bottom of the ocean, the wreckage. So that was on the
ship.
How
much did you pay for this bottom of the ocean residue?
Oh, I don't remember. It was at the time I was all swept up in the Titanic mania. I don't know.
You remember.
Well, it was about like 500 or 2 grand?
No, about maybe 100. I don't know.
Yeah, because I mean, it's just a bucket from the bottom of the ocean. Sold him a chunk of it for $100.
Well, I believe that it's really scooped from the ocean.
You bought Titanic water.
Well,
the water that was taken from the water depths.
A vial
of
water that was next to the coal.
How much did the water cost?
I think they threw the water in. If you buy the big, if you buy the venti coal purchase, you get a free one. By the way, Frank, when you and I saw the Titanic movie 100 years after it sank, on the anniversary of it, it was showed at select theaters at the exact time. Remember I flew in from Denver.
And I don't even remember, but I vaguely do.
So the exact time that it sank, to the 100 years, to the minute, we were watching it sinking in real time.
And they cranked down the air conditioning during it.
Yes.
Splash you with water.
I had that lump of coal in my pocket. I guess I didn't show you. I took it with me. I thought, well, this is kind of cool. So I'm sitting there watching.
And his jeans are so tight, by the time we left, it was a diamond.
So yeah, I'm into historical stuff like that. I used to have a big fossil collection, and you know, I'm into history and old things.
You used to have a fossil collection.
I sold it. Yeah, sold it
at
auction. My nest of dinosaur eggs is currently on display in the Smithsonian.
Oh, shut up.
It
Frosty
is true.
So
well. No, you are so full of it.
No, I will bring in, when I get back to my house, you saw my eggs. Eric, you saw my eggs.
I saw something that looked like cement shaped like eggs.
They were a big, huge nest of 16 dinosaur eggs. In fact, when you moved, because we were setting up in my house for a jam session, you pulled that big, huge, heavy rock nest across my travertine counter and scratched the crap out of it. Did you know that? Did you see those scratches you did?
I was really hammered.
Anyway, so I went to auction at a fossil auction for Butterfield and Butterfield, and they been at one of their prize items. And when I was in the Smithsonian Museum last summer,
oh shut up!
Looking at the fossils,
I said, that's my nest. Here's the thing.
I've got pictures of it.
Here's the thing about that nest of eggs, and Frosty's a liar.
No, it's a
listen. Here's my proof that you're a liar.
Right.
That when he had the nest of eggs, how many was it?
16, I think.
16 eggs, but I remember one egg had been broken off.
I remember that
too. So they're all like, you know, looked like round eggs, and one had just been sheared off. So what did Frosty do? He ended up finding a carving of a wooden armadillo that was sleeping that happened to be the same size and stuck it on that egg and claimed that was the embryo. Shut up!
Well, from a distance, if you don't
from a distance, yeah, he's like, look, and that's the embryo of an ancient dinosaur. I'm like, no, it's not. It's a wooden carving of an aardvark.
I kept it roped off across the room, and so from a distance, it would look like a little baby.
Yeah, but the Smithsonian wouldn't
know. I want to see the receipt from the Smithsonian.
Did you donate it? Because you're a jackass if you got paid for it.
And I had a big, huge tusk and some other things. I've made thousands of bucks on an auction. Oh, I had two tusks.
Isn't it illegal?
From a woolly mammoth?
I think...
it is, but these came through China.
Obama made it illegal to have elephant tusk, and then Trump recently rescinded that and said you could have elephant tusks.
These are mammoth. They were mammoth tusks.
Oh,
not
that's
elephant.
Better.
Ancient. They're already extinct. They're already all dead.
Well, that's why.
No, I was a big fossil collector 20 years ago, and the stuff that I took there, they came and said, oh, this is good stuff. And so when the actual catalog came out for the big national fossil auction, here in Hollywood. My stuff was all through that, and I've got the book to show you. And
yeah, I'm sure they had the National Fossil Auction here in Hollywood.
They did. Red carpet event. Butterfield and Butterfield right there on Sunset Boulevard.
See, come on. It's getting deep.
And there were bidders all around the world in the film, all the whole planet. This bidding.
We're
going
to have to dig through the stratigraphic layers of your lies to find the truth.
I kept the book, the auction book, and I'm bringing it and show you.
Okay.
So if you want to see my eggs, go to the Smithsonian. I peeled off the fake armadillo.
Don't you think every dinosaur egg nest that's ever been found, fossilized, looks kind of the same?
Does every... No.
Here's why I will prove that, because one year when we talked about this a long time ago, many years ago, I was hiking Runyon Canyon, and I found this, like, round, smooth rock. I mean, perfectly smooth. And I was like, holy cow, this looks like one of Frosty's dinosaur eggs in that stupid nest of the one that was missing. So for one year for Christmas, I gave you a rock that I got at Runyon.
I still have that rock.
Oh.
And I knew it was.
It didn't go to the Smithsonian with the nest?
I didn't know till now that you didn't know it was not a... because at the time you gave it to me, you said it was a dinosaur egg, and I didn't want to hurt your feelings. I knew instantly it wasn't.
No, she was lying, too. She learned it from you.
Yeah.
But
you're
very convincing.
Yeah. Yes, it was.
So I was like, oh, my God, this is the greatest dinosaur egg ever. Thank you. But I knew it was crap because I had the real ones at home.
But it looked like your real ones.
Well, it's out in my yard somewhere. It's holding down Bradley filter to my
pool. As long as you kept it, that's all that really matters to me.
And Frank, all dinosaur egg nests do not look the same. And by the way, this nest of eggs, for those who are trying to picture it, each egg was the size of a small bowling ball.
Yeah, it was like a large grapefruit.
Yeah, and this nest is like 3 feet across and 2 feet wide and a foot and a half thick. Big, massive, huge.
Do we know what kind of dinosaur?
Yeah, I forget now.
Oh, okay.
Hadrosaur or something.
Because you know that your T-Rex is going to look different than what kind of dinosaur? Megasaurus. And you can fill in the first part of that joke.
It was a Lickalotopus. Should ask if you're interested.
That was the egg Heidi found.
That's right.
Heidi, do you own any pieces of history?
Well, I've got the shirt that they wore, the T-shirt they wore at Mystic Pizza in the Mystic Pizza Julia Roberts movie from Mystic, Connecticut.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm. I have that. It's at my mom's house, though. I didn't travel with it.
Somebody went to Mystic Pizza.
I went.
Oh, you went to the actual Mystic Pizza pizza parlor and bought their souvenir T-shirt and claim it's from the movie?
Yeah. Yep.
See what I mean?
Yep. Sure did.
Lies.
Sure did.
Not the shirt that Julia Roberts wore in the movie.
Well, let me believe. Okay. Daisy Arujo. That's her shirt.
But that's what they would say. It's like Julia Roberts' actual shirt prop from the movie. You could buy that.
It would be on my head.
Did you sniff it?
Of course I did.
No, it's not Julia Roberts' shirt.
Well,
she bought it in the gift shop.
Well, that's where the stuff trickles down sometimes.
A slice of heaven. The Mystic Pizza. Mm-hmm.
Call us up with your lies. What do you think you own?
You know everybody does it.
What do you imagine you own?
That's why every time I walk by one of those places, and especially on Hollywood, Ventura Boulevard or something, and it'll say, real clothes.
Yes, I've been
REEL. And it's like, this is the sweater that Al Pacino wore and blah, blah, blah. It's like, is it?
Heidi, I've been in the same. The first week I was in L.A., going back 20 years ago, I was, starstruck.
I remember
saw
this.
That store.
And I'm...
Because I live nearby, and I thought, oh, my God, I'll see what's in there. Buy me a prop.
Right.
And right in front, on the front hook, was William Shatner's jacket from T.J. Hooker.
Oh, I put Captain Kirk's pants. I know. See, all the stories get a little faded through history.
But you could
same body as the upper half.
I knew T.J. Hooker's jacket, yeah.
And I kind of doubted at the time because it was small, and I thought Shatner was kind of big. But anyway.
Not during T.J. Hooker. He was in the best shape of his life.
But I have it.
You do?
To this day, somewhere. Okay, when we go to the next break.
You have that jacket?
Somewhere, yeah. Because if it's real, I don't want to throw it out. It's got makeup smears.
You just hung it up in the coat closet?
It's in my closet, yeah.
You didn't put it under glass and hang it on the wall? I mean, if it's a piece of history, Hollywood history.
Is it his cop shirt? It's a, like...
It's ugly
cop jacket?
Ugly plaid they used to wear in the 70s, yeah, from the cop show.
Yeah. It was him and Heather Locklear.
T.J. Hicks wasn't a 70s show.
It was in the 80s.
It was in the 80s because it had Heather Locklear in it, and I had a poster of her on my wall.
Okay, well, if you round up, it was in the 80s.
She played his young, hot partner. Yeah.
Whatever it was. When we go to break in a few minutes, I'm going to send a couple of these photos to Johnny, and then he can put on the website for all of you
of
to
your
see.
Eggs.
On my Facebook page, Frosty Stillwell, I have a photo of some of my best fossils that I gave to the audience, including that nest of eggs. You can see that. There it is. See it? Which is now in the Smithsonian.
You posted pictures of that on your Facebook page?
Years ago, yeah. And you can see my amazing fossils. Mammoth tooth, mammoth tusks. Look at this thing over here. But there's my nest of eggs. Look at that. You thought I was lying.
Can you cue the ocean
Could you also
sounds?
Put it on your dating profile? We'll see how far this takes you. Look at that. I remember
that
thing.
Oh, that's right. That's right. The one egg that was broken.
There we go. Wait a ton.
Eric, do you own any pieces of history?
I have, and I don't mean to make everybody jealous, the shooting scripts from the original Quantum Leap. Yeah.
With Scott Bakula? And
I love that show.
Every script?
My brother got me like 5 different episodes.
Are they signed?
No, they're just the actual shooting scripts from somebody who was on set who kept all the scripts and then sold them later. So I have like 5 original shooting scripts from Quantum Leap, my favorite show.
Those will be worth nothing someday.
Oh, yeah.
Right. But they're worth, I mean, millions the world to you. Me. Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. More than dinosaur eggs to Frosty. And they all look the same, by the way, Frost. I'm looking at pictures of people's dinosaur eggs. They all look just like that.
You're such a racist.
They just look like a cobblestone street.
I mean, they're similar but different.
Like, I'll tell you what that is. Someone broke up a cobblestone street and sold the Frosty dinosaur eggs.
That's like saying every time you use the toilet, it looks the same. It's similar, but there's subtle differences. If you get tactical and really analyze.
Actually, the last movement I had looked like the nest of dinosaur eggs.
You might want to get that check.
I should get that check. Lisa May, do you own any little bits of history?
Well, speaking of shooting scripts, we have a West Wing script signed by the entire cast.
Wow.
That's cool.
It was an auction to actually go on the West Wing set. I didn't do it. My boyfriend did it. And he actually had lunch with Martin Sheen.
Whoa.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. And he got the script.
Did he get a picture, too, with Martin Sheen?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, yeah, you better get the picture.
Yeah.
No one's going to believe it.
So that was real, you guys.
That one. Yeah, that's cool. That's cool.
Mm. If you got a picture of that Megasaurus, I believe you have the nest. No picture, no proof.
The film went blank years ago. That old film just didn't last.
Sammy, do you have any bits of history you own?
No, I feel so lame now. Like, I don't know how everybody in this room
actually
has
maybe
something.
The coolest of all.
No, I think it's an age thing. I think at a certain point, if you own a piece of history, you're old. You are history.
You meant Brad Paisley didn't give you his pick or something?
No, I just do pictures. Pictures are enough for me. I don't do autographs. I don't, even when we have people that come here, I don't ask for autographs ever because you just take a picture. So I have plenty of pictures.
Sammy, question. Do you ever print those out?
I don't think I've printed out a picture since I was like 18 years old.
You know, the scientists are warning we are now in a digital dark age because it's very common now. You take photos of everything. But as the old days, you would get your photos printed, right? There would be copies of stuff printed.
Get doubles.
There would be newspapers on paper, books made of paper. But now everything is digital, and scientists are warning future generations, future centuries will look back and nothing will have survived.
Oh, no, that's not true.
No, it's true because whatever digital technology we have now is not going to be able to be used 1,000 years from now. For example, try to play a cassette tape or an 8-track or a Betamax or a VHS tape. That was the crap 30 years ago. Now there's no machines even left to play it. Fast forward 300 years or 3,000 years, the printed stuff will remain.
But we didn't just not transfer it to new technology and said, oh, screw that music that was on cassette tapes.
Yeah, but my Super 8 is now on a DVD.
Now we have MP3s and things that didn't.
Yeah, but even Sammy's photos, she's never going to transfer them on to anything else, right?
No, she lives in the cloud.
Is the cloud going to be here in 500 years?
Clouds don't go away.
The cloud will come
that's
and
so
go
positive.
Like everything else. And
so
all
negative.
The stuff that's in the cloud.
Also, raining pictures someday. It's full of pictures.
So anyway, they won't know anything about this because all the stuff that's stored in the cloud or stored on CDs and DVDs and hard drives.
That's an old person's way of thinking. To say, oh my God, everything's going to disappear because we can't hold it in our hands.
No, scientists say the digital dark ages is right now.
What scientists? What, where did the study come
scientists
from?
Scientists, plural. There's scientists that did a story on Facebook. No, it was a real study by real scientists. I met them in the museum.
That's never going to happen.
All the photos that you snap on your digital camera, you don't print them out. And you used to have film.
This is how you're wrong. It's like people are almost becoming, like your Facebook once you die. I think there's more dead people on Facebook than alive now.
Ugh.
So basically, it's a memoriam to everybody who's ever lived. So like all the pictures, your dinosaur nest that you have on Facebook is going to live forever on your Facebook cemetery page.
Is Facebook going to be here
forever? It's a digital headstone for you.
Yeah, I get that. But Facebook itself, just like
you
MySpace.
You can actually go back and look up your MySpace account if you want.
Yeah, but MySpace is barely there now, and it's not going to be there 100 years from now, and Facebook won't be here 100 years from now.
But if you wanted to go and transfer everything, if you think it's going to mean something in the future and it meant something to you, you're going to take it with you.
Right, you would put it on an external hard drive, so and now it's with you.
Everything that you don't want is going to disappear, so who cares about that?
It's the little stuff that you find in the trunk upstairs in the attic that Grandma just stuffed in there.
She saved it because she wanted it.
But you can get
the stuff she threw away.
You can look through the old photos and stuff. Oh, my God.
But this will be a digital trunk. It'll be like, oh, my God, we found this hard drive.
Digital stuff isn't going to work 500 years from now because there'll be other different ways, machines.
You sound so ridiculous.
I'm just saying what the scientists are saying.
and you can't name where they're from.
Well, it's too
Science
long.
Town.
It's a long story.
From Science University.
Try reading stuff all the way through first.
I've got it highlighted
before
in yellow.
Before you so passionately argue
I've read
for it.
I put notes. I've read this entire study myself.
So where are they from?
They're from Science Land.
Science Land.
They went to the University of Science.
University of Maryland.
All right, quickly
University
getting back to how this conversation started. Oh, Maryland.
University of Maryland.
What a party school.
What would you rather have in owning a piece of history? The old Honda motorcycle of singer John Lennon is going on sale this spring. The Beatles singer owned and used the motorcycle from 1969 to 71 to get around his estate. Mm. And so if you're looking to add this bike to your collection, it looks like it's going to cost you an estimated $40,000 when it hits the market on March 4th. So there's that. John Lennon's motorcycle.
Imagine.
Or the Mercedes used by Adolf Hitler during World War II.
Oh, God, no.
It's going on the auction later this month in Arizona. It's a 1939 model, and they say it still has the new Fuhrer's man.
Jeez.
He was a young man.
So, John Lennon's motorcycle, Adolf Hitler's Mercedes.
The motorcycle.
Which would you rather have as a piece of history?
Oh, I don't want that Hitler, forgive me, juju. In my house.
Heidi, you can't.
I don't want that.
Around.
Oh my God.
You know what I am.
Yeah.
There we go.
The good news is people won't remember those comments 5 centuries from now because they won't be able to hear them on any digital media unless it's recorded.
They'll find it in my digital trunk.
No, I'm keeping that, making sure that's what they remember her for.
Engrave that in stone.
You're such a pal.
They'll be able to find it. I own it all.
I know what you're saying, though. It's icky and weird, but
yeah,
I'm voting
you
for Hitler's car.
Hitler's Mercedes.
From a historical standpoint, even though he was a terrible monster, historically, come on, how do you beat Hitler's car?
Would you keep it in the garage, or that's something you'd like park in the living room and you'd like sit inside it and watch TV?
You put it like have dinner in it, like a drive-in.
I got to put it in the kitchen.
Oh.
Eat in it. Yeah, I've seen this car. Because it was the replica of it appeared in the movie Rat Race with John Lovitz. Remember that scene?
Yeah,
are you insane? This is Hitler's car! As the bikers were
destroyed. Oh, yeah, I do remember that scene.
So it's a convertible, big, huge, massive one.
Actually, one of the funniest scenes in all movie
it
history.
It is very funny. Rat Race, you've never seen it. It's hilarious.
Well, just fast forward to that scene.
Yeah, okay.
All the way to the end.
Yeah, that's a historical.
It's a motorcycle run, probably not, right?
No, it does.
Oh, yeah. We wouldn't ride it, I guess.
Lisa,
though.
Maybe would you take John Lennon's motorcycle or Hitler's Mercedes?
I would not take Hitler's Mercedes. I just wouldn't.
For the reasons I mentioned.
Absolutely, yeah. But I won't say it.
A smart girl.
Eric, what would you take?
I don't ride Hondas.
You'll never drive a Mercedes either.
Oh,
come on. Come on. He's lost all the cryptocurrency. What are you talking about?
He's up 1 cent.
Yeah,
come on, get excited. Which is 8,000 coins.
What? My wife texted me this morning and said, "Hey, babe, don't be so hard on yourself. Everybody loses now and again." So far, I have lost $1,300 since I saw you last.
Yesterday, you were walking air because you were up
up
significantly. Yay, I made all this money. And then overnight, it crashed.
No, it actually succeeded, and I got out right before it tripled.
What?
Oh. Is that an automatic text that she sends you at least once a week? Oh, 1-800-955-5567 is the number. Yeah, I think I'd take Hitler's Mercedes, too.
I know it's weird, but
I guess it depends on the price. They're saying the motorcycle might go for $40,000. That's a lot of money.
But yeah, Hitler's the same.
I have no idea how much it's going to go
for.
It's
worth more than that, right?
I mean, I don't know.
I hate to say the word priceless because that's wrong to say it.
But would you lose friends over that? I mean,
what do we get?
No, really?
Yes.
It's like, see this Mercedes? You know who the previous owner was? Hitler.
Awful.
Would you add that to your insurance policy? How much you had for Hitler's car? I'd ask Allstate. Well, let's check the book.
What's the Kelley Blue Book on Hitler's car?
Hitler's car. How many miles it got?
In excellent condition, by the way.
All right, let's check traffic with Lisa May. What's going on, Lisa?